بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We had begun the discussion on the shopping centers, and that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would go to the shopping centers when there was a need, لحاجةٍ. So when there is a need, then a person may go to the shopping centers because of the need. There is no need, then as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ, the most despised places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the marketplaces. The most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. Effectively, it means those that will frequent the masjid will become the beloveds of Allah. Because the house of Allah is a beloved place to Allah. And those that will frequent the marketplaces without any need, because the marketplaces, the malls, etc., these are the despised and hated places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, the person who will waste his time in these places will become disliked to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And why? We mentioned yesterday the reason for why that the masajid are the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the houses of Allah are the places of obedience, they are exclusive for the dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are built upon gaining taqwa and piety, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the masajid, Quran Sharif tilawat is made, Quran Sharif is recited, and ilm, knowledge is being taught. The believers gather together, and when they gather together, they draw the rahmat of Allah. They come with different amounts of taqwa, iman, nur. And this is the place where the malaika throng. And they make dua for those that wait for salah. They make dua, Allah forgive that person. Allah have mercy upon him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked the houses of Allah to himself. We say the house of Allah. Masajidullah, masajidulillah. So the houses of Allah belong to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like you mentioned the incident of Harun al-Rashid, where he told his wife, you don't leave the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid by morning, then you are divorced. The solution was to spend the night in the masjid within the kingdom of Harun al-Rashid. The kingdom belongs to him, the lands belong to him, but the masajid within those lands that belong to him, those masajid belong to Allah. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. So the masajid belong to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by her spending the night in the masjid, although within his kingdom, talaq will not fall. Although she's within his kingdom, but within his kingdom is a house of Allah that belongs to Allah, doesn't belong to him. But talaq will not fall. In contrast to the masajid and the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ, and the most despised and hated places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the marketplaces. As you mentioned now, the houses of Allah is where this ita'at, obedience, malaika, Quran Sharif tilawat, Quran Sharif is being recited, the dhikr of Allah takes place. In contrast to that is the marketplaces. Why should I not frequent the marketplaces? And why should I frequent the masajid? Why should I frequent the masajid? We gave the reasons already. Why should I not go to the marketplaces? So here ulama explain. When it comes to the aswaq and the marketplaces, they say amongst the evil that takes place there is لِكَثْرَةِ الْحِلَفِ الْكَاذِبِ فِيهَا. When it comes to buying and selling, many a times the businessman or the buyer is not conscious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and many false oaths take place. False oaths are taken. And we hear commonly also, Wallah, Wallah, Wallah. Wallah has become frequent amongst the tongues of non-Arabs also. And for no particular reason. Wallah, by the qasam of Allah, I'm telling you brother, it's very good, buy this. It's like this and like this and like that. So he overpraises the goods. Or just takes the name of Allah. وَلَا تَجْعَلُ اللَّهَ عُرْضَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a target of your oaths. For no reason, you just take in the name. Allah's name is very great. Just to sell one product, you take in the name of Allah. To sell some dunya, to move some dunya, whether he's selling a car, selling some goods, and he say, by the qasam of, I promise you, Wallah, There's no need to take the name of Allah. These are false oaths that he's taking. But this happens commonly in the marketplace, where a person is lying. He's taking the name of Allah falsely. وَالْغَشْتِ وَالْخِدَاعِ Deception, treachery, cheating sometime. This happened in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When he went into the marketplace, and this would be sacks of wheat and barley and grains. So the product, the wheat or the barley above in the sack looked very good. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he put his hand inside, was wet at the bottom. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا The person who deceives us is not from amongst us. So why do you deceive people in this manner? That you put the good ones on the top, and the ones that are not good you put at the bottom, but you will sell that also included. This is now deception. And the house of Allah is haqq, is nur, is truth, is reality. In a marketplace you don't know what is real. And a person is spending so much of time in that type of environment, then those qualities will come upon him. Where he will pick up the certain ideas, ideologies, the way of speaking. Wallah, and in treachery, speaking lies, deception. So the environment will have an effect upon him. وَالْغَفْلَةِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى And he'll become unmindful of the remembrance of Allah. Allah Ta'ala made us to remember him. For his ibadah, to gain his ma'rifat. And in the marketplace, ma'rifat, recognition is more of dunya compared to the recognition of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And a person becomes unmindful, looking at all the ways, looking at all the commodities. Very difficult for him to become focused and to keep focus in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to the masjid. وَإِخْلَافِ الْوَعْدِ And also breaching of trust and promises. He'll break promises here also, or promises he makes. He promises the person, I'll pay you 30 days, 15 days. Or sometime nowadays the promise is with a credit card. Where we signed it, we said 55 days, we'll pay within 55 days. But already, he knows that my credit card is already maxed. I use it to the maximum. And I'm going to break this contract. And I'm going to pay the interest also. This doesn't happen in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This happens in the marketplace. Now he got enticed of something that doesn't have to buy. But he saw it. Now he wants to buy it. Or the family wants to buy it. And he can't say no. So, breach of trust, breaking of promises take place in the marketplace. There's no need to be there to see what is happening or to become enticed. وَسُوءِ الْمُعَامَلَاتِ When it comes to business transactions also, then evil business dealings and habits will happen in the marketplace. Now he wants to sell his goods or he wants to buy. And because he wants a reduction in the price, then you see his character. But the person wants to sell something, his character changes. How he is in the masjid is different. And he just steps out of the masjid and his character changes. His speech changes. And you can't believe this was a musalli. And outside the masjid, now he's a businessman. Marketplace, akhlaq changes also. وَسُوءِ الْمُعَامَلَةِ So there his mu'amala, his character will change, his business dealing change. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا مَعْنَاهُ فَالْمُرَادُ بِمَحَبَّةِ الْمَسْجِدِ مَحَبَّةٌ مَا يَقَعُ فِيهَا مِنَ الطَّاعَاتِ When the Hadith Sharif says that the most beloved place to Allah are the houses of Allah, are the masajid, what does it mean? That these places right now we are sitting in the house of Allah are beloved to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It means that Allah loves those actions that take place in the house of Allah. Allah loves those actions that take place in the house of Allah. Therefore, it's important for us to keep the house of Allah free from those actions that are detestable and unliked by Allah. Sometimes we'll find in the back of the masjid, the young boys playing with their cell phones. They're playing games sometime. Therefore, we should advise them. Advise our own children also. Don't sit at the back. Don't sit on the chairs. Sometimes a young man, a young boy, just sitting on the chair casually. This is not the place to act in this manner. This happens in the marketplace, su'ul mu'amala, where the character and the actions change. There now is a bit different. The house of Allah demands respect. So Allah loves those actions that take place in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah says that He hates and detests the marketplaces, it refers to those sins that take place in the marketplace. Allah hates those sins. So Allah loves that obedience that takes place in the house of Allah. And those that will carry out these obediences will become the beloveds of Allah. House of Allah is beloved to him. Those actions that take place in the house of Allah, whether it be mudhakara, whether it's ta'alim, whether it's the gush taking place, whether it's a program taking place, the jamaats are coming and going. We hear commonly in our masjid also, in certain areas where jamaats are getting together, sometimes hidayat bayan, sometimes wapsi bayan. We hear these terms sometimes. This hidayat bayan, jamaat is going out. There's a wapsi bayan, kar guzari. There's a report back taking place right now. And then we're giving a bayan to the jamaats that are leaving to go back home, how to conduct themselves. In Masjid al-Nabwi, there's a pillar called Ustawanatul Wufud. The pillar of wufud and jamaat that will come. So this is a specific pillar in the masjid when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would meet the jamaats that were coming and the jamaats that were being dispatched. So they were given hidayat and guidance how to conduct themselves. When they were returning, now you're going back home, how to conduct yourself. There's a specific pillar that is there till today also. Therefore we find in our masjid you have a certain area where the same amal take place. And these all amal are beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Those that engage in these amal, ta'lim after Isha, there's a certain pillar. So those amal are beloved to Allah, and those that will engage themselves in these amal, whether it be of ta'lim, ta'allum, zikr, ibadat, also become the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.